The Nashville Adult Literacy Council often shares a startling statistic. 1 in 8 Nashvillians are unable to read. This makes basic tasks like opening a bank account or enrolling a child in school nearly impossible. And as WPLN's Sarah Ernst reports, the organization has seen a shift over the years in the people who come to classes, from native English speakers to immigrants.
Everyone, September.
Very good. We're sitting in Miss Tiffy's beginner class at the Nashville Adult Literacy Council. 6 adults are sitting in a high school classroom and they're going back to the basics. They start by reviewing the homework, an exercise on the months of the year.
June.
The students hail from Egypt, Mexico, Central America, and beyond. And they come here for a reason, says Kim Karish, the head of the Literacy Council.
Literacy is the foundation for a better life. It can be about reading a book to a child and being able to support them in school, improving your ability to work and get a better job.
When the council first formed in 1982, it served just a handful of adult learners, all of which were native English speakers. The resources of the council have since expanded and adapted to the growth of Nashville's foreign-born population, which has more than doubled in the past decade. This past year, the Literacy Council helped about 1,500 functionally illiterate adults, and nearly all were immigrants. Its services are maxed out. Here's Karish.
We actually aren't even advertising our programming because our waiting lists are so long.
One of the program's top students is Izzat Cholo. He fled from violence in Iraq in 2014 and set up camp in Nashville because he had friends here. They were a boost of help at first, but they soon became a crutch. He was reliant on their English skills for day-to-day tasks, calling them every time he had to fill out forms.
The hardest things for us, the driver license. It's hard to call your friend every day to call them, hey, I need to go to the grocery store, I need to do this. My English was weak, and it's hard to communicate with the people.
Cholo says independence is what motivated him to improve his reading and writing skills to what is now an advanced level. But this isn't easy. He already knew some English from working on an American military base in Mosul. But most other students enter with little to no English skills. ESL classes also require a stalwart tenacity to succeed in the face of frustration, alienation, and moments of shame. At the same time, literacy falls to the wayside when other, more pressing needs step in the way. In the classroom from before, almost 10 students were absent that day. Karish says that's common.
It's easy for you and I to sit here and say, well, literacy is fundamental. You have to have it. But I can tell you that when you don't have enough food on the table or you haven't secured your shelter over your head, literacy is a luxury.
But when these obstacles are overcome, these resources can be life-changing. Cholo has since applied and been approved for a home loan, and he has big plans for the future.
Our dream is to open a business here, maybe French fries, to open like a fast food. But we will open a business, our own business someday.
And before then, he has a more immediate plan. In a proficiently written email, Cholo announced his plans to start at Nashville State either this year or the next. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Sarah Ernst.